We are learning Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis, and we're starting from the Gemara right after the Mishnah. We learned in the Mishnah that if someone bids for 10, next person bids 20, and next person is 30, 40, 50, the person boards 50, and then if he backs out, the one will bid 50, he asks the responsible, and for the other 10 that they lost now, Hekdesh, because they have to sell it to the 40 guy. And if the 40 guy backs out, he is responsible for 10, and that's between him and the 30, and so on and so forth. That's what learned in the Mishnah. Rav Chisda limits this halacha. Amar Rav Chisda, lo yishonu ela sheben arba'im oimid v'kaimai. This din that the 50 guy pays 10, and that's it, is only if the 40, you sell it for the one who said 40, you sold it to him. Aval ein ben arba'im, if the ben arba'im also backs out, changes his mind, but ein ben arba'im oimid v'kaimai, if the 41 also changes his mind, then mishal shalom b'neim. Then the first 10, the 50, the one who said 50 pays for that. The next 10, both the 50 and the 40 split it, 5 each. Why? Because when he said 50, he included 40 also. So they're both responsible for losing that 10. So each one pays 5. So altogether 15 for the 50 guy, and the 40 guy pays 5. That's what Rav Chisda's Mechash does. Tanah, we learned in our Mishnah, Chazaboy, Shalarboy, Mashkin Adessa. Amai, Litim, Barachemishim, Vahadei, let the 50 guy get 5 of him. Why do they say he gives that 10? Look, tomorrow, the case is Lekav and Chamishim, it's a separate case. It's only if it was a 40, no 50. The next case, the Mishnah is Chazaboy, Ben Shloishim, Mashkin, Unachasa, Adessa, you take 10 from him. Amai, Litim, the Ben Arbom, Vahadei, let the 41 pay together. The Lekav Ben Arbom, there is no 40, one bid 40. The Chazaboy Ben Esther, Mashkin Chazar Esther, Amai Elite Dain, the Ben Shloish Vaidel, the 30, the guy said 30, be Mishtatif, and that was 10. The Lekka Ben Shloish was only a 20, so in every case, Mishnah is separate. Yahachi, Emmet Sefer, it says Chazaboy Shal Esther, if the one who bid 10, changes mind, Moichrin Oisoy Beshavia, then they sell to the full value, whatever the value they get, let's say they get 5, but if from Shal Esther, Moisa, and the one from who said who bid 10 pays the rest. So, Lace Ben Esmer, they let the one who said 20, be mishtatif in paying for this. And Elamai is going to say, V'chitei mahachi nami de leka ben esrim, there wasn't a ben esrim here. Ehachi nifra'a mishal esrim, nifra'a menu boyle. Why do they say we take money from the 2710? There's no one else, only one guy. Why is it esrim? As much as it is other people. Elamai Rechisti, you're right. Our Mishnah is talking about a case where they all were here. And loy kasha, kam v'asachas, kam v'zeachazah. If, when the one who's 50 changed his mind, the 40 still was holding on to his bid, all he has to do is pay 10. Even if you're up, and he doesn't have to pay for the, when the 40 changes his mind later on, the one who's 50 doesn't have to pay. Because when he changed his mind, the 40 guy was still kayim. But if at one time, they all changed their mind. Let's say we had up to a bid of 50, we had a bid of 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, and then everyone changed their mind and they sold it for 5. Then, everyone has to be mishtatif in the payments. And we'll give you the exact breakdown. The one who bid 50 has to pay the first 10 that's above 40. From 30 to 40, he has to give half, because him and the 40 guy, that's which is 5. Between the 20 and 30, he has to give a third, which is 3 and a third. Between the 10 and 20, he has to give a quarter, because there's 4 guys who bid over that. You have the guy who bid 20, the guy who bid 30, the guy who bid 40, the guy 50. And when it went down to 5, then those 5, between 5 and 10, all 5 of them hit 1. So the total for the guy who bid 50, he's going to have to pay a total of 21 and 5 sixths. The one who bid 40 is going to have to be 11 and 5 sixths. So both of them are more than 10. And the other 3 are less than 10. The one who bid 30 is going to give 6 and 5 sixths. And the other one's 3 and a half. The other one's only 1. That comes out, the guy who bid 10 only has to give 1. Because his 5, he has 5 people to mishtatif with. So if they change at the same time, they all have to be mishtatif. They all have to partner up in paying the extra. But if it was one after another, then they only have to give 10. Like that. Chazru kulam ke'echad mishal shem b'neim. If they all change their mind at one time, they're mishal shem b'neim. They split it up between them. It says you pay 10. Elav shmami no. Kerem chista, it's a right Rav Chisda shmami no. And there's another version in this Rav Chisda that it started with the stira. Ikidrav le mirma. Our Mishnah says, Tanan, chazru mishal eser, moichon oishav eshavya, you sell for the value of an ephra'a mishal eser, and you pay the rest as a moisar. You pay the rest, the 10 pays the difference between his bid and how much it was sold for. And we had a kasha on the Mishnah about Tanya Mishal Shemaneim, that they all split it up. When it's all, everyone changed their mind at one time, then they're all mishtatif. When one after another, then he only has to pay 10. The guy who bids 50 only pays 10. Not the Mishnah Vaita. It said in the Mishnah, Habaylam Omer Be'esrim, Chol Odom Be'esrim. The Baylam says 20, and everyone else says 20. Of course, you give it to the Baylam. Why? Because we'd rather give it to the Baylam because he's paying Chaymish. Lemeyman the Chaymish Oedif. We'd rather give it to him because Chaymish Oedif. And even when the other guy says 21, you also say he has to give 26 because it's better to give it to him because Chaymish is better. Raminu, Rasi Ostira, by Maisa Sheni also, someone has a lot of Tfuah. You have to eat the Tfuah of Maisa Sheni in Yerushalayim. So what do you do if it's so much? You can't bring up so much Tfuah, so you get spoiled on the way. What do? You switch it into money, you pay it into money. When the Balabayis is paid, he has to give a Chaymish. If someone else is paid, you don't have to give a Chaymish. So it says, Balabayis Oem Vesela, Balabayis says, I want to pay for this whole bundle of Tfuah, a Sela. The Akar Oem Vesela Isser. Someone else wants to give a Sela and an Isser. Vesis Shal Sela. No, but Isser. Shall sell of Isser Kaidim. The one who said, sell an Isser is first. He pays the most of our Karen because he's giving more Karen. Over here, the guy who said sell is really more than selling Isser because it's a seller and a dinner because a dinner is a chaymish of a seller. And a dinner actually is 24 Isserim. So really, if the Bailim is paided, it'll be 24 times what the other guy is being paided for. 24 Mesurim. You know, 24 more Isser of the Hisafa will be 24 more times of that he's given more. So why there do we say that the guy who bid more, the principal, do we give it to him? The Gemara is a big difference. Ma'aseh Sheni, who gets the Chaymish? The person bringing it up takes the money and buys stuff in Yerushalayim with that money. So really, he's getting the money. It's not going to Hekdesh. Ma'aseh Sheni here, it's Ravka the Hekdesh, it's different. That's the Gemara answers. Ha'cha the Chumash Ravka the Hekdesh, who... Here the chaymish is going to the bedek abayis to the kachim, so chaymish odav. It's better to have the chaymish. Hasam the chumash ravcha the abayis. There where the chaymish is, the abayis is gaining karna tifrek shaper. It's better if you have a more principle chumash lechla. I don't care about the chaymish. The mishnah said vayta omer echad reishli, and then said up to esrim chamash. Just by 25, said the owner bid 20. Which means the value of the hekdesh is 25. It's 20 plus a chaymish. So it says if someone else bids 24, the owner has to give 29 because you can't listen to the new guy's bid 24 because that's not as much as he would have got from the bailam. But what about 25? If someone else bids 25, you should give it to the 25 because it's the same value as 20 plus a chaymish. But the Mishnah doesn't say that. The Mishnah says he has to give 30. Right, the Gemara of Elaim Rubailim also gave a becharikim. Let this guy came instead of me. He's giving the same amount of money to me. Why can't we use him? The Amar Bailim dinner. Tarot says the Bailim said an extra dinner. The Bailim, when he said 20, he didn't say 20 straight, he said 20 and a dinner. Right, the Gemara of a listy dinner. Let it say a dinner. Loy duck. Loy duck. The Mishnah wasn't ducked by saying, you know, it was also dinner. The Mishnah didn't speak it out. Break the marva. Loi, Valkatani, Imrotsu Abailim. The Mishnah says, Imrotsu Abailim, Litain Shloishim, Ve'echod Ve'dinner, Bailim Kaidman. It says at the end of the Mishnah, if he wants to give 30 and one dinner, he's Kaidman. The Mishnah says, you were dinner. The Mishnah says, dinner. Velisti. So here also, to say also here, the dinner, since it speaks out of dinner, and to say here also, a dinner, that's what should happen, we'll listen to dinner. It was extra pruta, and pruta loy dok. The Baam said extra loy pruta loy dok. So since it's an extra pruta, therefore, it's still worth more than the other guy's 25. It's a pruta more, so it's worth more. The Mishnah said further that when I have to match his value, the chaymish is only on my original chaymish. This is only if the new bid that came in, the 21, 22, 23, was a bid for another person. But if it was evaluated by a bezdin of 3, and the chiddush is, even though usually hekdesh is a bezdin of 10, but even for only with 3, the valuation, that becomes the shear, and you have to give a chaymish on that. Then you have to give extra chaymish also. It means if someone bid 22 and it's taka evaluated for that amount, the halacha is he has to give 22 plus a chaimus of 22. You have to add on if they made an evaluation. What's the case? We don't know. Bryce just says, Masifim, what does it mean? Why did the Shama say you have to add anything on of the Chaimish? El of the Nisham. It must be that they evaluated by three, and this is comes out that Beshame holds Masifim. So Rav Chisto says that when you evaluate it, then you have to add on to the Chaimish. So Rav Chisto is going like Beshame. So the Gemara la'olam de loy nishim. It was taka never evaluated. Obeis Shammai was machmirim to add on to the chaimish, and it wouldn't be a raya from the brayse either to anything. Lafida epshat. Boisem la'olam de nishim. We are talking about that it was evaluation by three. And ve'epach, we'll switch on the shitas. Beshammai ain meisifin, and beisil holds meisifin and rechis like beisil. But the problem is, it comes that Beshammai has more mekel. But the snai gavet kuli Beshammai from beisil. In Maseches Idyos, only six things that are kula veshame. Here is a seventh thing, so it must not be true. Eloi lam de loy nishim, and veshame machvirim. We're talking about it was never evaluated, and veshame holds you have to give extra chaimish, and it's taka chumre veshame, and it's taka nara raya comes out, to Rav Chista comes out. And Tosis even is not geris tayin amahachi, actually. Tosis is not even geris tayin amahachi, but at the end of the day, Rav Chista holds that the halacha is, if you evaluate by three and the value goes up, you have to give extra on the chaimish. Now listen, last Gemara, the end of the Mishnah. The end of the Mishnah says that, but if the new bid is 26, so then you would give 26 already, and Rotzah Bailam to give 31 in a dinner, he's first. But if not, the 26 is more than the original bid of 20, which would only equal 25. So you give it to the guy who said 26. The problem is, it says 31 on a dinner. What's a dinner doing here? So look at the Gemara. Rotsu in loy, rotsu loy. I mean, also gav b'charikin. Just speaking of first pshat in the Mishnah, that if the owner wants to give 26 plus a chaimish, good. If not, he says this guy is 26 is more than my original 20, so let him be paided because his new bid is worth more than mine. Zachtumar v'dinah ma'avidite. What's the dinner going here? So I'm gonna have sheishes. Sheishes changes the whole reading of the Mishnah. Hachikama. If beginning the Bailam said 26, that's what that was his original bid, which is not 20. His original bid was 21. If his original bid was 21, then what happens is when the other guy bids 25, it's still under his 21 because 21 plus a chaimish is 26 and a dinner. So when the other guy bids 26, he has to give 26 plus 5 and a dinner. And it comes out when the other guy bids 26, his original bid is still more than that. And this is how you read it. If at the beginning he said a number that at the end of the day ends up to 31 on a dinner, which is what? He said 26. He said 21. He said 21 again. That's an eventually reach up to 31 dinner, which means he said 21. He said 21. Then habaylim koydman. The baylim is first. Vimlav. Vimlav means if he didn't say vimlav. If he didn't make the number 21 in the beginning, so then the 26 is more. If he didn't say beginning 21, he just said 20, then the guy who bids 26 will win the bid, and he will be higher. But if not, if he says first 21, then 21 is more than 26. Why? Because 21 plus a chaimish is 26 plus a dinner. And then he will have to give 31 on a dinner. That's what Mishnah means. And Ratzu me kara to give that much to get to the shloshev echa of the dinner, habayam kaidim. V'laf, if he didn't say 21, oymer lo higa asicha. So we got to the Mishnah, Dr. Chesam and Aleph.